Welcome to The Word at First Press Church of Arlington Heights. The sermon is based on Scripture to help us see how God was at work in the lives of the faithful in their time and how God is at work now in our lives on our journey of faith. I invite you to listen for how God's Word might be speaking to you today.
Our fifth Scripture reading is from Matthew, the second chapter, verses 1 through 12. Listen to these words. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star in the east and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'For you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go, search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage.' When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen in the east, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The star in the east, the birth of a king, and the Magi traveling to Bethlehem, all unveiling the great wonders of God's love. Love is at the center of this story. Love is at the center of our night together here. Tonight we celebrate the birth of Jesus, and in this celebration, we enter into this mystery of God's spiritual presence in the world. God's presence that touches on every human life and every living thing. For the Magi, all along their journey, with the bright star leading the way, they travel. They travel watching that star high up in the sky. The stars, you see, were their road maps. From the great expanse of the sky above, from the planets and the stars that moved and changed over time, these Magi were given messages, signs of events. They were able to discern and predict many life events. That's why they were considered wise, the wise men. It was their way of interpreting their whole world. And these wise men, they were curious. And all the while, they're being attentive to that sky and that one star that shone so brightly. See, they had heard about this new king, and this star confirmed for them that what they believed was true. So they journeyed westward, hoping to find this king, the one that they wanted to worship immediately and bring gifts. The star did lead them to the Christ child, the one who indeed became their king on that night. You know, I think there's something very wondrous about stars, something spiritual too. They capture our attention and the sense of awe, filled with amazement goes with that, and they instill in us this wonderment that eventually, I believe, leads us all to God, the creator of all, God who we cannot fully know or understand, but God who moves in this world in these mysterious ways. My grandson Hyatt had an awestruck experience with the stars that I will never forget. He was just 3 years old. That was quite a while ago. And he had just heard this story, this exact story about the Magi at his preschool. His mind was on fire and his eyes were wide open. He was curious and perceptive and very attentive to the tangible world. But the sky, the stars, and the moon, they pointed to something beyond that I'm not quite sure he could understand. Well, anyway, after dinner, when it was quite dark outside, Hyatt ran to the window, and remembering this exact story about the Magi, he looked outside into the sky, searching and searching while gazing upward. Then he asked his mom to call me immediately. You see, he often called me when he had those deep theological questions. And when the phone rang, I knew I had to take this serious. He said, "Grandma, Grandma," he said, "where is my star? I can't find it," he said. I later realized that it was a dark night where they were, and there weren't any stars to be seen. But you see, I heard what he was really asking. It was a profound question, for sure. He had a deep yearning to be part of the Christmas story, you see. In his searching, he entered into this mystery of God's presence in this world, wanting to find a star to guide him. I told him this: his star is up there somewhere. Maybe he can't see it right now, but it's up there somewhere, and he will find it when he needs it, if he keeps looking. And it will lead him to where he needs to go. The Magi entered into the mystery of God's spiritual presence in this world with a star guiding them. And Hyatt, well, he joined in with the celestial pursuit, searching for his own star. And on this night, on this very holy night, I invite you to search for your own star. In this searching, be open and be curious to the mystery of God's presence that surrounds all of us all the time. May your journey lead you to a time again and again where you will go to the manger, to the birth of Jesus. For the Christmas story that you've heard tonight by all the scripture readings is all of our stories too. It's your story too. And it's a story that is still unfolding in each of your lives of faith. A story revealing to all of us again and again about this wondrous, wondrous love that comes to us on this night. God's wondrous love will remain with each one of you on whatever journey you are on. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening. To learn more about the ministries and mission of First Presbyterian Church of Arlington Heights, Illinois, please visit firstpresah.org. where you can get information about our services and programs, including times and directions, and communicate with us about a prayer request, any questions you have, or how you might like to get involved.